At the end of this month, the MySpace Youth Center at Safe Shelter in Dillingham will likely close its doors as its grant funding has run out. KDLG's Hannah Colton has more.
MySpace is a series of rooms geared towards teens. An art room, a kitchen stocked with snacks, a living room with a flat-screen TV. On a recent afternoon, the rooms were neat and quiet. But MySpace employee Darren Petla says it's not always like that.
Yeah, we have days where we're like brother and sisters, like, okay, you need to, you know, put that down, quit being mischief, no running around, turn down that music, you know, just something like that every so often. So it's good.
Petla likes working at MySpace. He talks to teenagers about their school days, cooks with them, helps them with homework. But come November 30th, Petla may be out of a job.
The grant ended, I think it was June 30th, and so SAFE has funded this. And now we're at a deadline, a hard deadline, because we don't have the money.
Karen Carpenter is the Outreach and Education Coordinator at SAFE. She says MySpace was funded as part of the $373,000 Can-Do grant that a group of Dillingham organizations received in 2011. It was awarded under former Governor Sean Parnell's Campaign Against Domestic Violence and then extended through 2015. It's the same grant that put fish art on buildings downtown and bus shacks in neighborhoods. Carpenter says the goal of all the Can-Do projects was to make the community feel safer and more positive, especially for young people.
Kids are going to go where the doors open, and that's the bottom line. So which door are you going to leave open for them? You know, it's going to be the home of the drug dealer, or, you know, the drinking and the parents fighting and screaming and there's no food in the house, there's no electricity, there's no heat. So if we provide this safe environment and surround them with good, healthy options, it affects them, it changes them. So our goal has been to keep the right doors open.
And kids have noticed that entryway. SAFE records show that MySpace activities drew about 150 kids in the last year. Among them was 17-year-old Brandon Diasic.
There's not a lot of stuff to do. I used to get into trouble a lot. I'm like, gonna be getting out of treatment soon, you know? And this place can, like, help me stay out of trouble and help me catch up on school. Helps me stay around sober people.
Keeping kids off drugs is a high priority at MySpace. Even smelling like cigarettes is against the rules. But 15-year-old Anna Ray Petla says the center can also help with just the day-to-day challenges of being a teenager.
They help you with schoolwork and how to understand things when you're alone, when you feel alone, but you're not alone. I don't know what I would do if my space has closed.
Petla and others may have to hang out elsewhere this winter, unless SAFE can raise enough money to keep MySpace staffed. They're currently planning fundraising efforts, including a table at the Christmas Bazaar, soliciting private donations, and applying for more grants. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.